All right. So we're up to Parak Vav in Hilchos Bechoros. Now we're going to do the other part of Hilchos Bechoros. Remember in the Kosaris, the Rambam mentioned that he includes all the halachas of Maaser Behema with the halachas of Bechor. Now that we've completed the stuff about firstborn animals, we're going to get into this idea of Maaser Behema. Again, Maaser Behema is something we've seen pop up many times in the area of Korbanos, but we haven't really gotten to the specific halachas, and now we're going to learn all about them. So Malacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh Lahafresh Echad Me'asar Mikol Behemos Taharus. So there's an actual positive commandment to separate one of every 10 kosher animals that are born to the owner every year. So this only applies to cattle and sheep. So it's limited to only that kind of those kind of animals. Of course, we'll get to specifics later. But this is the mitzvah that you must do every year. Halacha Beis, Maaser Behema. So the halacha Maaser Behema of separating that one of 10 of the animals only applies to animals that are not hekdesh, they are not consecrated. What's interesting is that this mitzvah applies universally, both in location, whether it's in or outside of Israel, as well as whether the Beis HaMikdash is around or not. But the Chacham came along and actually forbade us to go ahead and do Maaser Behema today. So they said you only do Maaser Behema when the Beis HaMikdash is around. Why? Because what will happen is maybe we'll eat it when it's unblemished, and that can lead you to be over in Issachar's, because now you shechted this animal outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now let's say someone went ahead and did separate an animal, Maaser Behema today. It is considered Maaser, and once the animal develops a mum, you could then shecht and eat it. So everyone, whether it's Kohen Levi Yisrael, is chayev in Maaser Behema. Maaser Behema shiyah nishchat ba'azara. So how does it work? The animal that I separate out from the 10, I take it to the Beis HaMikdash to shecht it. V'zorken es damo zrika achas. And there's only one sprinkling of the blood that's done. Keneged ha'yisod. That's done at the bottom of the Mizbeach. U'maktiren emurav. And of course, the organs and fats are burnt on the Mizbeach. U'shar basa nachal of bailim b'yushalayim. And the leftover meat is eaten by the owners in Yerushalayim itself, kashar kashay kolim, like other minor sacrifices. Ve'en l'kohanim b'klum, the kohanim have no rights to the Maaser Behema. Elakul l'bailim k'pesach. So just like the korban pesach, Maaser Behema goes completely to the owners. V'imaya ba'amum, let's say the animal has a blemish, bein shenafu ba'amum, bein shefrusha b'tchila b'mumo, whether the animal developed a blemish after it was separated from the mikdash or even beforehand, harezen ne'achal b'chol makom, then it can be eaten in any place. It's not limited to just Yerushalayim. Alachahe. Maaser Behema also the mokro kushu tamim. So if the Maaser Behema, that animal has no blemishes, you cannot sell it. Shenemar bo lo yigael. The piyush mulam that we learn out from Torah Shabbat Pesh is that shenemar lo yigael af isr mechira. The idea of it not being redeemed even applies to selling it. The mashma she'ein nigal imenet ve'inu nimkar klal. Because there's no idea. Basically, the terms are related to each other. Verily, the Rambam surmises shemokher Maaser lo asaklum lo kana lokeach. Now the Rambam goes as far as to suggest that the person who tries to sell Maaser Behema hasn't done anything. And the person who thinks he purchased it didn't do anything either. That's why the seller wouldn't get malchus. Like a normal situation is selling that which is consecrated for mikdash. The purchaser didn't actually buy it. And it's like someone who sells a female captured in war, which a Rambam will obviously explain much less later on. In fact, at the way end in Hilchos Malachim. Now, the Rabbanu come along and say, you can't even sell the animal that's Maaser Behema, even if it has a blemish. Even if it's slaughtered, because that will lead you to sell it when it's alive. This reason, you don't weigh, like, let's say, one part against another part to determine value that you would do by a Bechor. Because even the weighing out of various parts of it makes it appear as if you're trying to sell it. The animal that's Maaser Behema that comes from orphans, that is slaughtered while having a mum, then mutul mokur kadarko, that could be sold normally. To prevent the orphans from suffering any type of loss, here Hashabbos Aveda meaning loss of money, lo gazru lov, therefore they decide to be sympathetic to their situation. Again, this animal, let's say you shacked it when it has a blemish, mutul limko chelbo, the gido v'or batzmosov. So there are other parts of the animal you could sell. For instance, its fats, its sinews, its hides, and its bones. Below asu limkor ella basar levad. It's only forbidden to sell the actual meat. Vim hivliat mea basar b'dmea or. Now, let's say one included the price of the meat together with the price of the hides, v'achil, the beginning, the other parts. And he sold the whole thing with havla. We saw havla by shmita when it comes to lulav, which means basically you swallow the price, you raise, so to speak, the price of the items that you're selling, and that includes the meat as well. Then it's mutter. But let's say the money, the value of the bones is very high. And let's say he includes the price of meat in the price of the bones, then also it would be mutter as well. Halacha test. Hakol ne'amanim, one second. Everyone is believed, al mumay meiser, lomar mum zeh me'ila bav lo na'ase ledas. So everyone's believed that they say by a meiser behem animal that this is a blemish, and it came on its own and wasn't done with intention. Even people who are not trusted when it comes to testifying on the blemish of a Bechor are trusted when it comes to testifying about a blemish on Meiser Behemah. And a person can go ahead and analyze the mum, a blemish on a Meiser Behemah that belongs to him, and matir it. If he's an expert, you can't do by Bechor. Because if he wanted to, he could have blemished every animal that's in his flock. And then what could he have done? He could have then done Meiser Behemah. And of course, since every single animal had a blemish, so this won't be blemished as well. Okay, so let's say a person purchases lambs that were born in this year, or given to him as a present. Right? They are actually putter from Meiser Behemah ad she yuldu b'rishuso, until they give birth in his own domain, meaning under his ownership. The vikach ha-shutfin, therefore, if there are partners in shatfu b'behemos that co-own animals, v'hevi zeh me'etlaim v'zeh me'etlaim, and each one brings 100 lambs, okay, so you have 200 total, v'irvum, they get mixed up, v'shatfu b'hen, right, and they are, what do you call it, they own these 200 jointly, hariyam masayim p'turim min ha-meiser, so all 200 are patur from meiser behemos, shakol tala mehen kimachor, because each lamb is considered as if it was sold. Let's say brothers inherit lambs from their father. They're also pater from Meiser Behemah. Okay, but any animals that are born to these partners after they become partners, joint owners, whether it's the partner case or the brother case, they are then chayiv and Meiser Behemah. So too, let's say they co-own money. They purchase animals with the co-owned money, or or let's say brothers use money they inherited from their deceased father to purchase these animals. Any animals born from afterwards, they're chayav and meiser behemah. Shreber shusan noldu, because they were born in their under their ownership. And even though there are multiple people, since their partners are considered like one owner. Okay, chilko achem eshutfin. Let's say either the brothers or the partners divide what they own after the animals are born while they're under their ownership, the chazuv and shatu, but then they go back and become partners again. They're pater from Meiser Behemah. Because when they split up, they're all considered like purchasers, and therefore the purchasers pater from Meiser Behemah. Because when they went ahead and became partners again, now they rejoin together. It's like a new partnership with these animals. And now we consider it, even though these animals were born in the Rishus when they previously were owners, now that they're reestablishing their ownership, it's like a new ownership. And now these animals never gave birth and they're under their ownership. After their second partnership. Even if they went ahead and separated out, goats for goats or lambs for lambs, Vasar connected Asar or 10 against 10, Hakol Paterim in a Meiser, they're all Pater from Meiser, Barei in Kilkuchen, and they're as if they were purchased. Now, brothers or partners, let's say they divide up the financial amounts, the financial parts of their partnership or co-ownership, but they didn't split up the animal. Because the behemos are not considered to be purchased yet. But they divided the behemos, but they haven't divided the money yet. They'd be putter from Meiser Behemah on these animals. Let's say someone purchases 10 unborn fetuses in the womb of the mother. So all them are entered into the corral to be meiser done to them. And because when they're born, they're considered as if born under his ownership. Let's say a Kohen received 10 animals what do you call it? But it's done in a way, begezel ager. It was done where it was return of property that was stolen by a convert. In this case, paturim in a meiser. Shematnos kahuna, matanosim. Because the presents given to a Kohen are actually considered true presents. Gvar biarnu, shanosim matano, paturim in a meiser. And we've said, if I receive the animals as a present, I am pater from meiser, even though the Kohen normally would be chayv in meiser mehema. Halach yadala, kol nichnasim ladir lehisaser. So all animals that are in one's animal collection that are brought into the corral to do meiser mehema, bein tmimim, bein balei mumin, whether they are with or without blemishes, v'chol yisur mizbeach, and everything that is usher to brought in the mizbeach, chutz min akilayim, except for kilayim, which are hybrids, batrei for mortal wounds, v'yotzidofon, are animals given birth through C-sections, v'chor sezman, animals that are the wrong age, shekol elip turim in a meiser, all these animals are pater meiser behema, v'chena yasam shemeso imo, so to an animal whose mother dies, or jenishchta in leidaso, or was shechted when it was born, right? In a misaser, meiser behema wouldn't apply. These all learned out from Torah Shabbat Peh. Halacha Tezvav. Eino lokeach pater. So a purchaser is not pater, not exempt from Meiser Behema, el inken nilkach achash nir lisaser. It's only if he purchased the animals after they were in a state where Meiser Behema would apply. Levikach, alokeach talim besoch shivas yimei haleda. So let's say someone purchases lambs during the 7 days after they're born. Kishagi azmanam chayv l'ashran. So once they hit the right age, now you have to do Meiser Behema. Shekeim and she'ein mechusazman royally saser, because when they're not the right age, there's no chiyav ma'aser behema. Hareza kimish lakach ubarim. That's no different than someone who, even though the animal's been born, is no different than someone who purchased fetuses in olda b'shuso and gave birth and were born while they were under his ownership. Finally, lacha design kol behema she suffik im bas ma'aser he o ina bas ma'aser. Maybe I have a question whether the animal that's born, whether ma'aser behema applies to it or not. Harehi paturim in a ma'aser. We always say it's pater. That's why lambs that get mixed up with an orphan lamb, olakoach, or what it called, or a purchased one, so the existence of the purchased one makes all the other ones pater, mina meiser, from meiser, because each one is considered safek meiser behem. That ends Parak Vav, and we'll pick up Parak Zion tomorrow.